Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Carlin Barrow, third year history student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology. On this day, February 24, 1838, a notice appeared in the Barbadian newspaper announcing a proposal to construct a chapel school on Pickering's plantation in the parish of St. Michael. At the time of the notice, Pickering Plantation, located to the east of the Pine and to the south of Hackett Hall, was 250 acres. According to Woodville Marshall's Place Names of Barbados, the plantation had been in the Pickering family since at the beginning of the 18th century, and by 1838, it was owned by Bezin King Rees. The land for this chapel school was generously donated by Bezin K. Rees, and including 2 acres designated for both the chapel school and a burial ground. The estimated cost of the project was £1,200, a significant portion of which is expected to be funded through subscriptions. The structure, which would measure 60 feet in length and 25 feet in width, was to follow the model of St. Lawrence Chapel School in the parish of Christ Church. Rees, a descendant from a family that had settled in Barbados in the 17th century, was the son of William Rees and Mary Harper. He had been a Bridgetown merchant since 1802. Before he died in 1838, he donated the land along with £50 towards the construction of the chapel school. Other generous donations came from the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, the Reverend William Garnett, and George R. Grant. Given that emancipation was due to occur in August 1838, the proposal for this chapel school was expected to serve about 8 to 10 neighboring plantations, including Hackett Hall, Wildey, and Upton. This was not the first time Rees had made such a generous donation. According to the database of the Center for the Study of the Legacies of Slavery, his will provided that his faithful female slaves, Mary Ellen, Elizabeth, and Diana, to be free subjects after his executors receive compensation money from the British government, and these slaves to be paid immediately the proportion of the compensation money awarded for each. When Bezin Rees died in 1838, he was hailed as a merchant of Bridgetown for 40 years and one of the town's most prominent citizens. He was buried in St. Michael's Parish Church and Cathedral. Today, there is a mural tablet in the nave in his memory and a stone marking his grave in the western porch.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.